This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story that I don't know if it's really a story or if it's more of an advertisement for Raid bug spray.
I'm interested.
It's going to be great.
I have a story where a woman got in big trouble for doing something that I have come close to doing myself.
Exercising?
Come on. Come on.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go!
There was a woman at a 7-Eleven.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Now we are in TX wheelhouse.
This is a daily occurrence for me. Apparently, she says a male customer was being rude to her. It's unclear whether that happened or not, but what definitely did happen is she took a Pringles can and hit the man in the face with it.
Okay.
Now, if you've ever been in a 7-Eleven, you will find yourself holding the Pringles can at some point.
Is that where you buy your Pringles from?
Anywhere.
Do you have a Pringles flavor of choice?
I like the regular and I like the pizza.
My son and I eat what we call Mexico chips, which are the cheddar ones, because for some reason they just have the cheddar. It's queso everywhere. So he calls the orange can Mexico chips.
Interesting.
Even though he was an embryo when he said that. Do we know what brand she smacked the man's face?
It doesn't say what flavor, no. But
it's going to be sour cream and onion.
That's a good one, too.
Those are good. Better than pizza. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, pizza. Like, I just want to say, pizza things are good, but they don't taste like pizza.
No.
Yeah, it's like a different. I agree.
Yeah,
I'll give you that.
All right.
But this man suffered a significant cut on his right eyebrow.
Gotcha.
She ran away, and when police caught up to her,
they did catch her.
She still had the Pringles can, because as we all know, once you pop,
you just can't stop.
You just can't stop. So she still had it on her.
Did she really have it on her, or was that just to make the joke?
No, she really had it on her.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because you are so committed to the joke, you will sacrifice your journalistic integrity.
I will lie for a joke, but not that time. Okay.
How do I trust you now?
Yeah, so she ran away. This whole 7-Eleven was a mess, because she said that the guy was tattling because there was a guy like laying down outside, and that's maybe why she hit him, and then she ran away.
Like a
whole,
yeah.
It's kind of,
So she's in the can now?
I'm so jealous, so mad that I didn't think of that.
I don't know if can's really a thing you say for prison. Can is really more bathroom.
You're in the can.
All right, so my story is not out of It's out of Detroit. Hello.
Hello, good day.
So there was a man who was in his house, and there was a cockroach.
Okay. Ugh.
The man is in a wheelchair.
Okay.
But he attempted to kill the cockroach with his shoe. So he took off his shoe and hurled it across the room, trying to kill the cockroach. He had forgotten that he had a revolver hidden in the shoe.
What?
And so when he threw the shoe, revolver went off. The gun fired and hit him in the foot.
No.
Yes. I don't know why I just played a sneeze. It's adjacent to scream. There you go.
The cockroach was like, easy.
I was like, Raid.
Yeah.
Raid works. Just try a regular bug spray, man. I'll leave if you want me to leave. You don't have to. There we go.
Talk this out?
Yeah. So he forgot there was a gun in the shoe.
Okay.
The old shoe gun. He's in stable condition.
Okay. Congrats. Good. The cockroach or the man?
Both?
Yes. Okay. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.